You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition. I have a number of stories. I probably won't have enough time to get through them. I think Trump has a problem, and he knows it, and he has to stand his ground. And what I'm talking about is he ran. The centerpiece of his entire campaign was that he was going to build the big, beautiful wall. And unfortunately, he's been unable to do that because Congress has not funded the money for it. Oh, yes, they've got $1 billion, but the language in the bill was clear to, in essence, mend or maintain the fence, not a wall. And there was money spent to do prototypes, and the American people are expecting a wall. They're not expecting more wire fence. Now, wire fence is better than nothing, but you have a 2,000 mile U.S.-Mexican border, slightly less than 2,000 miles. Some will say 1,954, and of which you have about 300 miles of fence that is designed to stop individuals, people from crossing. You have several hundred miles, I would say a barrier, but people can go through it. It's really to stop vehicles, and that's mainly drug cartels using vehicles to smuggle drugs in. But the big problem is there are gaps. There are many, many, many gaps. You need a contiguous wall from Texas on the Texas Gulf all the way to California. And why you have, in total, several hundred miles, Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, refuse to fund, provide the money to shut down and control the border. And that's what you need. You need a more or less complete wall. The only exceptions, and I understand this, for example, in Texas, we have the Big Bend National Park. And if you look at videos, and I've included some videos here of helicopters flying it, you have about 1,000-foot cliffs on either side. And in between is the Rio Grande River. So if someone wanted to cross into the United States from Mexico, they would have to go down the cliff, cross the river, and then up another cliff to get into the United States. That takes considerable time, and they would most likely be caught. So they don't do it. First, it's very, very dangerous. You got to know what you're doing. Yeah, okay, some people could do it, but the overwhelming majority of people could not. Children couldn't do it. Young people couldn't do it. So let's, for sake of argument, say there's 100 to 200 miles of very difficult terrain. If you add that to the roughly 300 miles of fence that we have, that's 500 miles. You have about a quarter of the entire border does have some type of barrier. Doesn't mean it's the best, but it's not the wall, and that's the key point here. And that's the point I want to emphasize, because Donald Trump made the promise to build a big, beautiful wall with the door in it. And except for some 20 miles, roughly, in Texas, it hasn't been built. Now, his explanation will be, well, Congress hasn't given me the money. He's made it clear, though, this time he's going to insist on getting at least $5 billion. I estimate that will maybe build another 200 to 300 miles. And that's a good start. That would at least double the portion of the border, probably get up to about 30% of the entire 2,000 miles would be have a barrier. You can add another 200 miles that it's very difficult to pass. So you're, in some sense, you're making progress. But it hasn't been done. And I don't think it will be done unless Donald Trump digs in. The Democrats are not going to go along with this. They will resist this to the end. They will not fund or vote for anything that enables Donald Trump to build the wall. They've made that very, very clear. There are four open borders. Their entire strategy, long-term strategy, is to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens that are currently here and then all the illegal aliens in the future that make it across the border. And that's why for over 30 years, the policies that have been followed have failed. As long as there's a magnet, and there is a magnet, it's called jobs, and people successfully cross the border and live and work in the United States without having legal status, it will continue and it will continue and it will continue. So the Democratic Party is making it very clear they're for open borders. They want to do away with the U.S. Customs Enforcement Agency, and they won't give a penny for the wall. Now, what you need to understand is starting in January, early January, the House will be controlled by the Democrats as a result of the 2018 election. And because of that, they will never propose a bill that includes funding for the wall. So what can Donald Trump do? Well, he can try to get the funding in the next 3 weeks before the Democrats take control of the House. That means it's up to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, and there's nowhere to hide here, to pass two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, then reconcile them and get it passed before the end of the year. He has 3 weeks to do it. If he does not do it, as far as I'm concerned, he will be a one-term president. Why? Because his supporters will feel that they have been misled by him, betrayed by him, misled by him. He didn't get the job done. The economy can be booming, but offsetting that is the continuous progressive propaganda attacking Trump. And that takes its toll. No matter who you are, you see that day after day after day. Oh yeah, they're lying. I wouldn't believe them. That's why I call them the lying lunatic left losers. And they are somewhat losing their minds, but there's another thing that I think you need to understand why they're losing their mind. I pray that the Democratic Party in the House impeaches Donald Trump. That might surprise you. But I would think that would be the biggest mistake the Democratic Party would ever make. Because the American people are fundamentally fair. And why many Democrats and commentators think Donald Trump should be impeached, they have not proven the key centerpiece that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. If anything, it's just the opposite. It's the Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, that was colluding with the Russians by paying for a fabricated piece of disinformation from the Russians. And that was used to spy on President Trump and the people in his campaign. So make my day, impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump will never, never be convicted of those charges. They know it, but they don't care. They're besides themselves. They think by merely impeaching him, remember, impeachment, this whole process is from the start to the end a political process. This is a way to undo the election of 2016. And that's where the danger lies. The people will not stand for this, whether they voted for Trump or not. They do not have a strong case to do this. Now, they think they do, but if you're objective about this, they don't. And I think some of the party leaders, Democratic Party leaders, know that. So, like I say, make my day and impeach them. And remember, they have to have articles of impeachment, and they have to get a majority in the House. The House indicts, the Senate tries. And the Republicans still control the Senate. And I don't think there's a Republican that would vote for conviction. Because many of them owe their election, both in 2016 and 2018, to Donald Trump. Many Republicans didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. You know, most of the Democrats, almost all of them, thought Hillary Clinton was guaranteed she was going to win. And you had the leadership of the Republican Party that thought they were going to lose the Senate and the House because Donald Trump was on the ticket. But everyone was surprised by the results of the election. And I think that includes Donald Trump. He probably was more surprised than anyone else. So Donald Trump cannot back down. And if he doesn't get the $5 billion, I think he's toast. Now, that does not mean the Democratic Party and many, I would almost say all of them, think in 2020 it's a slam dunk they're going to win. That's why you have so many Democrats wanting to run for president. Good luck with that. Because if the economy is booming, and that's still a big if. I think for at least another 6 months, if not a year, the economy will be growing at least 3%, if not 4%. If that's the case, I don't think you're going to see a recession. And the earliest would be in 2020, towards the second half. But I haven't seen that happen yet. That's certainly the hope of the Democratic Party. But Donald Trump was right when he did the tax cut. That is a stimulus. And it's paid off in the sense that, and I think it will still pay off into 2019 at least. It takes time once first to make the decision that you have to have a change, and they changed the tax code. And it's working. We're seeing higher rates of growth. Remember, the average is about between 3 and 3.5. So as long as Donald Trump can just do the average, and I think you could get as high as 4, even 5%. But let's assume 3.5%. That's significantly better than the 8 years under Obama, where it was running right around 2.5%. The U.S. economy was underperforming, even though it had relatively low unemployment rates. In any election, it's the economy that's most important. The economy and unemployment. So if it continues in the below 4% and maybe even going under 3%, that's all to the benefit of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. And it makes it very, very difficult for Democrats to defeat him in 2020. Donald Trump knows this. He's no fool. And what big lie media has been trying to do is to separate Donald Trump from his supporters. Now, I've been saying this for a while. The one issue that could accomplish that is if Donald Trump doesn't get a significant portion, if not the entire wall, built. And an objective analysis, the wall has not been built. Whether it's 20 miles or 100 miles, that's not enough. I will clearly say if Donald Trump could get 1,000 miles built, he'd be reelected no matter what. But that's at least 10 to 15 billion to do that. You see, it's clear to me that what Donald Trump is counting on is to get 5 billion for the next 5 years. Remember, this is the fiscal year 2019 budget that we're talking about, that he wants 5 billion, but he needs to do it over a 5-year period. The $5 billion, though, would give him enough that he could have a nice video, a drone, going over the wall and showing you the wall. And that's exactly what the Democratic Party does not want to happen. And unfortunately, some in the Republican Party that don't have their heads screwed on, they don't want it funded either, the leadership. I'm not saying all the Republicans. But I'll give a warning to the Republicans. If you vote against Donald Trump in terms of providing that $5 billion, your days are numbered, whether you're in Congress, in the House, or the Senate, because you'll be a marked person. And Donald Trump will make sure you're a marked person. So come 2020, you better be retiring. Now, there's something else that I think that's being overlooked. Actually, two things. It doesn't matter if you're talking to Democrats, Republicans, Independents, the majority of the American people, while they support immigration, as long as it's limited and controlled, the overwhelming majority of the American people, no matter what their political affiliation, are against the illegal alien invasion of the United States. That's something the elites in this country, both Democrat and Republican, well, some of them know it. That's why they're somewhat circumspect when talking about immigration. But if the American people perceive it's the elites, it's certainly the Democratic Party, and there's certainly a significant number of liberal left of center Republicans, and that's a lot of, I would say upwards of a half. If they double cross or betray the American people by not giving him any money, or if they give him money, put restrictions on it that he can't use, the fence is averaging about 12 to 15 feet, and people climb it, dig under it all the time. The wall would be 30 feet, at least double even the highest fence, and it is very difficult, I won't say impossible, but near impossible, to get over it. Not only because of the height, but at the top, you'll see, if you see the prototypes, there's a round, look at it as a sphere that makes it difficult to get over it. Extremely difficult. We've had special forces, military, that have been unsuccessful. These are trained people that are trained to get over walls and couldn't do it. So Trump has to have hundreds of miles of the wall built. And if he does, he'll use videos, advertisement, showing what he's accomplished. But if he doesn't get any funding, he doesn't have the videos. And then the question becomes, he promised you the wall and he didn't deliver. It puts a lie to what President Trump has been saying. Promises made, promises kept. So Donald Trump has 3 weeks, more or less, to get the money to build the wall. He's not going to get one vote from Democrats. Maybe one or two in the Senate, but he doesn't need it in the Senate. Because come January, he can forget about the House. Democrats outnumber the Republicans by over 30 votes. And they're going to stay united on this because their long-range plan is to keep the borders open so we have a continuous flow of cheap, compliant labor into the United States. That's what the owners of this country want. So I'm highlighting this because it has significant political impact in terms of the prospects of Donald Trump being reelected, Republicans being reelected, and the Democrats understand this. They're no fools. And what they want to do, at least a significant vocal radical leftist minority, and the Democratic Party is split. Let me make clear, there are a lot of fractures in the Democratic Party. But the extreme radical leftists, they want to impeach him. They don't care, and they know they can't get him found guilty. They don't have the votes. And they frankly don't have legitimate reasons to impeach him. Far from it. So at least the, let's say, level-headed, rational Democrats, and they're few and far between, don't want to impeach him. But you have enough hotheads in the leftist, far leftist wing of the Democratic Party. That's what they want to do. And I hope they do it. I really do. And just so if you're a new listener, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. But I'm with the vast majority, I'm talking upwards of 80% of the American people that are demanding the stopping of the invasion that's been going on for 30 years, where it's anywhere from 30 million to 60 million illegal aliens are now in the United States living, working, and yes, reproducing in the United States. It needs to stop. That's what the American people want. This will be the number two issue. After jobs and the economy, the number two issue in the 2020 election will be, has Donald Trump stopped the illegal alien invasion of the United States? And if not, why not? Now, Trump can blame, and if he's desperate, will blame the Democrats for this. That's obvious. But you see, too many people, too many of his supporters voted for Trump for various reasons, but the number one reason, he was the only Republican candidate, forget the Democrats, that truly made the illegal alien invasion of the United States the issue. And he's president today because of that issue. So he has to dig in his feet. I like to say he better start twisting some Republican leaders' arms, if not breaking some legs. I don't mean that literally. Make it very, very clear, this is a party vote. I want and demand $5 billion, and if I don't get it and you vote against me, I will run against you. That's how serious this is, because it will, if he doesn't get the money, he doesn't have the wall, he has nothing to show for 4 years. Very little to show. Let's be specific here. And that means he will lose, and so will the Republican Party, because many Republicans are tremendously dissatisfied with the Republican Party. They call up. I listen to a lot of talk shows, and people are calling up. I've been a Republican forever, and I'm so disappointed in the Republican Party. And then they mention the wall. When are we going to see the wall? Good question. I've been asking, how many miles of the wall have been built? Very, very few. Now, I need to move on. So the wall and the economy will be number issue 1 and 2. And impeachment, I think the Democratic Party would be damn fools if they do it, but that's what they've threatened. I just got the signal I got to wrap it up. I'm going to go very, very briefly, and I'll come back to this tomorrow. I can't go over what I call the Clinton-Obama Democratic Party criminal conspiracy. But one of the key players in that conspiracy was James Comey, and he testified in private last week in Congress. And yes, the transcript has been released. And as many people suspected, including me, I don't recall, don't remember. Either that or the Department of Justice FBI attorneys forbid him to answer questions. He's had a very selective failure of memory. Now, I believe, legitimately, you can have failures of memory, but not when it's important and not when you're in very gray area. In other words, you're probably committing a crime. One of the members of this conspiracy is James Comey. What I don't think he counted on is most of the records and the emails are kept. There are multiple copies of this. And Comey should be one prosecuted for this because he was the fixer. He got Hillary Clinton off. And the emails will show this. And then he made another mistake. He relied upon the Steele dossier, and you're required under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Courts require you to verify information that you use when you try to get a warrant against someone. They didn't do that. They didn't follow their own procedures. And to compound that, they didn't tell the court that this so-called dossier was paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party. So he's up to his neck in this conspiracy, and now he has a convenient lapse of memory. There will be a day of reckoning when this comes out. President Trump needs to go on the offense, and he needs to call upon, once he's in place, the Attorney General to appoint a second special counsel to investigate not only the Hillary Clinton email investigation, what happened in the FISA court, and any other questionable activities, especially of the Clinton Foundation. That should be come to a head, and it's very revealing if you look at the transcript. Over and over again, I don't remember. I don't recall. I have no recollection. Election or his attorney or the Department of Justice. No, he can't answer that because it's an ongoing investigation. Can't answer. I wanted this in public so the public could see it. I think a big mistake was made not having in public to see that this guy was the fixer. He's a manipulator. He is very partisan. I never bought at all that he's a nonpartisan person. So James Comey, the fixer, was stonewalling Congress many times last week, and that's what the transcript shows. As far as I'm concerned, he has big-time criminal exposure. I'm sure he does. He has some money. Better hire a good, very good attorney, because if Donald Trump gets his attorney general in place, and he should, William Barr, a man of integrity, and he appoints a special counsel, he should, because Republican senators and representatives have been calling for this, as has the American people. You see, the Democrats think they're above the law, the politicians. And this was a conspiracy in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, and in the Central Intelligence Agency at the highest level, and yes, in the White House. So a special counsel, if they don't have one already looking into it, needs to look into this. If you want to know where there was really conspiracy with the Russians, it's not the Republican Party or Donald Trump, it's Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Because that dossier is Russian disinformation. That's the source. It was not verified at all by the FBI. They broke their own policy. They committed a fraud on the court. And the people responsible, involved in it, should pay the price and be not only investigated, but if they have the evidence, they should be prosecuted and be brought to a court of law. The American people are demanding justice. They do not think anyone, including a former president, Secretary of State, Attorney General, FBI, are above the law. But the Democrats think they are, and they're still arrogant enough to think they should get away with it. No, they shouldn't. If Trump lets them get away with it, then it's his own fault. They should be brought to justice. Well, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for listening, and I'm sure we'll have more developments this week continuing to next year. It's going to be very interesting, and I think it's going to be very rough. Donald Trump's supporters, I'm not one of them, are demanding he go on the offensive and bring the corrupt criminal Democrats, and there's at least 3 or 4 dozen of them, to justice. Time will tell whether or not a special counsel is appointed and who he goes after. They should look at the FBI, Department of Justice investigation into the Hillary emails server. She was trying to avoid the Freedom of Information Act to hide what she was doing, especially when you link it to the Clinton Foundation. So we'll see what happens. It's clear that the political elitist establishment in Washington, both Democrats and, sad to say, Republicans, are out to get Trump. They keep beating that drum, but they found nothing. They haven't really laid a glove on him. They think they have. They want you to think they have, but they haven't. So stay tuned. I certainly will not leave this subject. As long as it's in the news and we have developments, I will be covering them. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.